This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Monday, November 27th, 2006. And the Thanksgiving weekend has now come to an end, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And because the season, the holiday season has begun, I've decided to start playing one of my favorite holiday music albums. It's The Charlie Brown Christmas by Vince Guaraldi, the Vince Guaraldi Trio. And I love this music. Of course, it reminds me of snow falling. It's called Skating. I'll just turn that down a little bit to talk. As you can tell by the title of this podcast, we got a special package. And to explain, you know, there's no mail delivered on Thursday because of Thanksgiving, but Friday I went to my mailbox and I got a little notice that I had a package, and I was not expecting any packages, so I didn't know, you know, who it was coming from or what it was. So I was like, okay, what is this? So I get the package and I'm looking at the, where is it from? I hope you can hear this. Oops, package thing. Oh yeah, it says from the address, the return address is from Mike Hip from Soy Candles by Phoebes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Mike Hip sent us a package. So, of course, I rip it open, and there's a nice note on top that says, oops, sorry for the noise. It says, thank you for being my friend. Happy holidays to you and Mr. Boyfriend Archer, from Mike Hip and John, his partner. Thank you so much, Mike Hip. Now, I cannot begin to express how wonderful this package is. Let me tell you all the stuff that's inside. I was totally shocked. To begin with, there's this little magic scratch-away stickers. I didn't open it up. I should open up and see what these are inside. Some kind of magic stickers that you can rub away. No, there's too much plastic on it. I can't get it open. But anyway, so there's this package of magic stickers. And then there are some, of course, I'm going through all this wrapping. He packed it really well. There's this liquid fun magnets, and they've got like suspended glitter in blue and green magnets for the refrigerator. Thank you, Mike Hip. And then there's some pretty little tree ornaments and little bulbs, whatever, in the blue and aqua and silver. And then I come across this chocolate bar, Toblerone chocolate bar, which I already ate, so it's empty, but it was very good. And then moving the packaging stuff around, you probably hear that. There are three candles of my Soy Candles by Phoebes. And the first one I pull out is Lemon Verbena. Lemon Verbena. You smell this and oh my gosh, it smells so good. You know, I love the citrusy smells on these Soy Candles by Phoebes. And there, so there's Lemon Verbena. And then there's Mediterranean Fig. Now, I know the boyfriend is going to love this one. Open that one. Smell that. Mmm, that smells good, too. God, Mike Hip, you make amazing candles. God, they're so good. And then the last one is Orange Supreme. See, Mike Hip knows that I really like the citrus. He really customizes the package well. Oh, God, that smells so good. So we have three candles, Soy Candles by Phoebes. And at the bottom of the package, there were these cute little, like, name tags, gift tags for you to put on people's packages and stuff. So I'll be using those at the holiday, at the Christmas presents, or holiday presents, depending on who you are. So what an amazing surprise to get this package from Mike Hip with all this stuff in it. That guy is amazing. And these candles, I just cannot tell you. If you have not ordered your holiday candles, you need to do so right now before it's too late. But so he gave us all this stuff just, you know, for being, I guess, you know, for being friends. And I didn't send him anything. I feel so bad. But Mike Hip, thank you so much. I cannot tell you enough how much you and your boyfriend, my partner, that's so nice of you to send all this stuff, all this fun stuff. That's so nice. And of course, I totally enjoy the candy bar, which I already ate. So I'll be sharing those candles with the boyfriend. And I know he's going to love that Mediterranean fig. I just know it. And I'm going to put these Christmas tree decorations on the Christmas tree when I put it up in, I think, like 2 weeks or a week. I'm not sure. It depends. Anyway, Mike Hip, thank you so much for the package. I really appreciate it. That was very nice of you to do. I think that's just amazing. Thank you so much. I wonder how many other podcasters got a special gift, special package from Mike Hip. I feel very special that he sent it to me. Oh, it was so nice. Thank you, Mike. That was like the very first holiday package I received, and it came on the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is perfect because it's like the first day of the holiday season when you start to, you know, you had Black Friday when people went shopping and people start getting their Christmas trees and stuff. So it was perfect timing. Thank you so much, Mike. Okay, moving along. As you know, I'm having my kitchen renovated, and I was hoping last week on the last podcast, I may have mentioned it. Oh, what's that humming noise? Oh, the microphone. Oh, can you hear that? Huh, that was making a humming noise. I don't know if you heard it, but it's making a humming noise, and my cord on my microphone wasn't quite pushed in all the way. Anyway, I was talking about the kitchen renovation that on the last podcast I was saying that I had hoped that when I was at work on Wednesday that they were installing the countertop and the sink and hooking up the dishwasher and so forth. But unfortunately, when I got home from work on Wednesday, they had not been there. Nothing had been done. So what that tells me is that the countertop was not fabricated yet or made yet. So I went through the Thanksgiving weekend with no kitchen still. But that wasn't too bad because I was not, entertaining anybody for Thanksgiving. So I didn't have to worry too much about not having a kitchen. However, there was a glimmer of hope that I would hear from my either kitchen designer or contractor on Friday, thinking that Friday was a work day. But no, it was not a work day. However, I did hear from my kitchen designer. She came over on Wednesday to check out the paint color. As you know, I've been debating the paint color of my kitchen and painted this really, it's called awning red, but I don't think it's quite that nice. It's much brighter than that. So anyway, she came over on Wednesday to check out the color and sent me an email saying that the countertop was not ready, that they would see me next week, which would be this week, which would be today. And I'm hoping that today that the countertop is being installed as you hear this. That's what I'm hoping. It may not be, but that's what I'm hoping. Anyway, she commented on the color and she said, she was trying to say in a very nice, polite way that the red was awful. So that the red was not the red that she was thinking about and that I might want to rethink the red. And I completely agree with her that it's way too red. It's almost like a fire engine red or a barn red or something like that. It's just not the red that I was looking for. However, excuse me, it took me way too long to paint that kitchen, and it was very involved with taping up the cabinets and getting in all the nooks and crannies and so forth. So I am not going to be painting that anytime soon. As you know, I'm a teacher, and I'll be off in the summertime, so I'm thinking I have a couple breaks between now and then. Either the week between Christmas and New Year's when I'm off, or spring break if I don't go to Louisiana with the boyfriend, I might repaint the kitchen. And of course, I'm actually thinking about totally opposite colors, like either a blue or a yellow. So I don't know. But anyway, she emailed and said the color was wrong and that it was too bright and I should think about changing it, which I wrote back and said I agreed and I look forward to getting the kitchen done this week. So it's very possible that sometime this week my kitchen will be complete. Let's move on to Thanksgiving, because I was saying I was not hosting anybody for Thanksgiving. So on Thursday for Thanksgiving, I went over to the boyfriend's house for Thanksgiving and I took my mother with me. Well, on Thursday, my mother came over to my house a couple minutes early before we had to leave to go to the boyfriend's house so that she could see my kitchen, because she hasn't seen any of the renovations or the color on the wall. And she agreed that the red was too bright and it was, it would take some getting used to. So, but while we were visiting before we left to go to the boyfriend's house, she was kind of reminiscing or feeling a little sad about Thanksgiving, because for like 40 years, my mother always cooked a big meal for the whole family. And as we became adults, you know, everyone brought their spouses and their kids and so forth. And at one point, it got up to the 23. She was serving Thanksgiving dinner for 23 people at her house. And at the time that she would be doing all this cooking, I know she didn't like it. She didn't care for doing all the cooking. But what she did like was the fact that we were all together, and that it was taking place at her house, and everyone would got along. No one was fighting. I mean, it was just, you know, she was remembering that, and she was telling me, she goes, you know, I really miss not being in my house when on Thanksgiving to have everyone over, because since she's moved into her condo, no one's come over to her house on Thanksgiving because she just doesn't have the space to have 23 people over there. So she was feeling a little sad and, you know, remembering about Thanksgiving. And I told her, you know, Mom, you know, things change. People move on. You know, you've got to get used to it and, you know, deal with it somehow. And I said, probably the best way is to create new Thanksgiving traditions. Even though we had done that for so long and everyone got together, there's nothing wrong with creating your own brand new Thanksgiving tradition. So I said, coming with me to the boyfriend's house for Thanksgiving might be a new tradition for you, because since he moved here in 1992, his parents have been coming up from Louisiana and spending Thanksgiving with him, and they, you know, they would do the whole family thing, and sometimes his sister and her husband and their son would come up too, and this time just the son came up. But so anyway, I'm explaining to her that, you know, you can start your own traditions and still enjoy Thanksgiving and still appreciate and remember all the times that we had as a big family at your house. So anyway, then we went to the boyfriend's house and had Thanksgiving, and she met his parents and they met my mom, and they got along so well. Generally, it's because I think they're from the same time, I guess. Granted, they're about 12 years apart in age, but they had the same things to talk about, the same experiences. Like, they talked about raising kids and having so many kids in diapers, and you know, what it was like to raise kids in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and just they just got along really well, and they had no problem talking. As I mentioned before, my mother's very social, and she would have no problem, you know, talking with people, and she didn't. She had a great time. And we had dinner, and we were there for like 6 hours. We really had a good time just talking and enjoying company and so forth. So anyway, on the way home, my mom was saying how much she enjoyed Thanksgiving, and that it reminded her of our previous conversation about having, you know, creating your own traditions and still remembering great Thanksgivings and starting your own new ones. So she said she really had a good time. She enjoyed spending time with the boyfriend's parents, and the meal was great and all of that. So it certainly, the experience of enjoying a somewhat family Thanksgiving at the boyfriend's house made her feel so much better, and she was in such a better mood when she left. I mean, you know, when we were driving home, not that she was in a bad mood, but that she was, you know, not as, you know, sad or whatever, thinking about the past, because she had such a good time. So that was a really good thing. I was really glad that she had a good time and got along well with the boyfriend's parents and so forth. Because you just never know. You just never know. But they got along really well. So Thanksgiving went really well. We had a great time. Hung out with the parents, and the meal was delicious. Of course, I brought my canned cranberry sauce, that jellied cranberry sauce, and I'm the only one who ate it. Out of six people, I'm the only one who ate it. That's okay, though. I brought home the leftovers. But the other thing is the boyfriend made me mashed potatoes, and only one other person ate the mashed potatoes, so I brought those home, too. And I had those leftovers over the weekend. So I think this year, Thanksgiving was even better than last year, and I really hope that next year my mother will be able to come with me again to the boyfriend's, because I really think she enjoyed herself. So that was Thanksgiving. Now, in terms of the rest of the weekend, the boyfriend's parents were still in town until Saturday, so we didn't get together until Saturday night. So Friday, I spent cleaning my house. Oh, actually, I got up at the ass crack of dawn, like, I think it's JT from JT Online, because he put out a podcast about shopping and getting up early and going out shopping for Black Friday. Well, I did the same thing, but I wasn't going shopping necessarily. I had to return the plug for the stove, because I got the wrong plug and I had to return it to Sears. So I just wanted to get up and get things done early in the morning because before the crowds get going. So I was at Sears by, I think, by 6 o'clock in the morning and quickly returned my plug and had no problem. And then I figured, while I'm here, I might as well just do a little looking, a little shopping, a little window shopping. Because in the mall at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, all of the major stores were open, like Macy's, Sears, JCPenney's. What's the other big mall, other big store? I can't remember. So I went to all these stores and just basically looked around because, as you know, excuse me, I cannot think of what to get the boyfriend for Christmas. So I'm just like looking around, seeing what's out there. So if anybody has any ideas for what I can get the boyfriend for Christmas, please email me. Anyway, I ended up buying a pair of pants just for myself because I've been wanting a pair of like khakis or just some pants that are just that don't have to be ironed or pressed or they don't care what they look like, just to kick around with on the weekend, just to wear on the weekends without having to wear jeans all the time. Because all I ever wear are jeans on the weekends, that is. Anyway, so I got a pair of pants and then I was home by like 9:30 in the morning. So I went ahead and ran some other errands while I was out. And then came home and cleaned the house because the boyfriend was coming over on Saturday. So the boyfriend came over Saturday night and we just had some nibbles and had a couple bottles of wine and just relaxed because we hadn't seen each other for a week. And we got up on Sunday morning and went to, well, I was a little worried about going anywhere on Sunday because that's the travel day of coming back from the Thanksgiving weekend. So, oh my goodness, excuse me. So I was a little worried about traffic, but we had plans to go to our favorite winery, Grey Ghost Winery in Amosville, Virginia, and visit, or well, we were meeting another couple there, not a gay couple, a straight couple, who also work at a winery or run a winery. I think it's the guy's, the girl's parents own the winery. And anyway, they met us there, and we ended up staying there for like 4 hours. And then we went to another winery and ended up not leaving until like 20 after 4 in the afternoon. And I thought, oh my God, we're leaving so late. The traffic's going to be horrendous. Everyone's going to be traveling home from Thanksgiving. It's going to be just horrendous. But as it turns out, the traffic was not that bad. And we were able to get home in like an hour and 10 minutes. And it's usually about an hour drive. So it was not bad at all. And we had a very nice time visiting with them and enjoyed some nice wines and some nice food. So we had a really good time. The other thing I did this weekend was I spent a lot of time cleaning things out because I'm trying to, remove, not clutter, but things that I've had for a long time that I just don't use anymore or need because I want to make space for other things. So I spent a lot of time on Saturday before the boyfriend came over cleaning out my one closet in my, den that holds a lot of crap. And I just threw it away. I just got rid of a whole bunch of crap. So that was another thing I did, which was, it's almost like a cleansing activity because you get rid of a lot of stuff that you just don't need, which also cleared up a lot of space in my closet. And then I was also doing a little shopping online because talking to the boyfriend, I know he's going to get me some kitchen stuff for my for Christmas. But I was trying to get some clues on what things that I could buy on my own and what I shouldn't buy. And he said, basically, don't buy anything else. But I said, what about a coffee maker? Because I want to get a new coffee maker. And he said, oh yeah, you can go ahead and get that. So I know he's not getting me a coffee maker. So I ordered on Amazon the exact same coffee maker that he has at his house. A Cuisinart, I don't know, 12 cup coffee maker. I don't drink coffee. The coffee maker is really for him. But, and since he knows how to use it already, I can put the making of coffee into his hands when he's at my house. But I wanted to make sure I got the white one because all of my little appliances, like I got a Cuisinart toaster. So all of the appliances that will be on the countertop will be white, I decided. And actually, I'm not going to have any appliances on the main countertop. I have a little piece of countertop next to my refrigerator, and I'm going to put the coffee maker and the toaster over there, and that's it. I'm not going to have anything else on the countertop. No knives. Well, actually, the only other thing I'm going to have, I decided, was a paper towel holder because all of my cabinets have under-cabinet lighting, and there's no place to put the paper towel holder, so I'm going to have one of those that stands up on the countertop so you can just grab a paper towel or whatever. I'm just not sure where I'm going to put it yet. I'll worry about that later. Anyway, So I was doing that kind of thing and cleaning out and thinking and doing a little online shopping and stuff like that. And I did order a couple things for the boyfriend, but I'm not going to say I'm on the podcast because he might listen. But anybody else who's listening who, again, has ideas for gifts for the boyfriend, please let me know. And the last thing I want to talk about is my blogiversary, and that is the anniversary of your blog. I started blogging 3 years ago on Friday, November 24th, 2003 was when I started blogging. So I had a 3-year blog anniversary on Friday. And there were a couple months there in the summer that I was only posting like 3 or 4 times a month. But I've gotten back to trying to post something 5-6 times a week, just something little. I just posted a photograph of I was on the way home from the winery on Sunday. I took a picture of the sunset in the rearview mirror as the boyfriend was driving home, and I thought it was a pretty cool picture, so I posted on the blog. Anyway, so I had my blogiversary, and they have this little actually, I was looking up how to spell blogiversary because I was spelling it blogiversary or blogiversary, and it's actually blogoversary, and it takes you to I Googled it, and then you. I click on this website and it takes you to this place where you can create this little banner thing that tells you how many days you have left until your blogiversary. So I add that to the blog just, you know, as a fun thing to see. Of course, I already know when the date is, but as I was doing that, I was going back in my archives and reading things and seeing how much has changed and how much I've done over the last 3 years and how many men I've dated seriously over the last 3 years. I think it's only really been 3, but... Is it 3? I don't remember, but I do remember just looking and saying, oh yeah, I forgot I dated him for a while. Oh yeah, I dated him. Because all that stuff's in the blog. So, speaking of the blog, I've been getting a lot of comments lately from another blogger who has his own blog called The Spirit of St. Louis. And so I put him in links. I'm assuming his name is Louis. Oh yeah, yeah. Also, you can go to the blog and see pictures from our Thanksgiving. I'm sure I've mentioned my blog several times before. It's archer.com/blog.html. Check that out. So that's that. So anyway, I had a blog anniversary on Friday, and I wrote about it on there. And I think that's the day I wrote about Thanksgiving. Yeah, that was the same Thanksgiving post. Anyway, excuse me. So this week, here's the thing. If is the big question. Not question, but if. Yeah, it's a question. If my contractor is at my house today right now installing my sink and my countertop, there may not be a show on Tuesday, tomorrow. Because if he has installed the countertop and everything's working, I will be working getting my kitchen finished, put back together, because I have nothing in the lower cabinets. So if that's the case, I won't have time to do a podcast. But, if there's a podcast on Tuesday, you will know that my countertop was not done or that I was just so efficient with my time that I was able to do all of it. In any case, you'll know tomorrow when you check your iTunes. Speaking of iTunes, I have started listening to some other podcasts. VJNet, I'm going to start listening to The Onion Radio News, Real Men Wear Pink. What's the other one? There's like The Occasional Fag. What's the other, there was like one other one, I can't think of what it is. I'm looking at the list and I can't remember which one it is. Anyway, so there's some, new podcasts that I'm listening to. They're not new podcasts, but new podcasts to me. So anyway, all right, boys and girls, I think I need to wrap this up. It's going on too long. And of course, as usual, I'm just rambling about nothing, but, one more big thank you to Mike Hipp of podcastsoup.net and Soy Candles by Phoebes. I suggest you check out those sites and buy some candles. So thank you, Mike, for the candles, and John too. And that's all. So boys and girls, until next time, bye. Ah, 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 ah.
Mediterranean.